A lot less foolish this afternoon with my very special guest, Brendan Duke. He's the Senior Director of Economic Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've been talking about tariffs, musing as to whether or not Donald Trump will actually impose the tariffs that he has proposed. Who knows? I mean, things change from day to day, it seems. Maybe that's the point. Just as a missive from me, if Donald Trump, the most generous reading on these that I could possibly grant the president-elect is that it is a negotiating tactic, that he won't actually impose them, but it's effectively like economic brinksmanship, right? If I borrow some real politique sort of from former Secretary of State Kissinger, that's what I think is going on here. But again, a threat that you will not go through with is only an empty threat. It only works if people actually believe that you're going to do it. And the reality is that if in the end, the true and the most direct economic objective of tariffs is to incentivize production and manufacturing in the home country, right? But the reality is, and Brendan, you mentioned the auto industry, right? And a lot of what I would call heavier manufacturing. The auto industry has completely remade itself and has integrated, to use sort of the economist buzzword, these integrated supply chains that rely on effectively more free or less tariff exchange, especially with Canada and Mexico. And I use the auto industry because it's a great example of, okay, you put the tariffs in place. It will take years, even if you assume that a manufacturer immediately begins to alter its supply chain practices and how it is assembling or manufacturing products, to resitus many of those component part manufacturing processes back here in the United States. It takes a long time. We're what, 25 years post NAFTA? Like, this has been generally the operating system. This can't, the goal, if you again assume that it is to bring American manufacturing back, restore jobs, raise wages, get middle class people, that's going to take years of sustained, again, in the more appropriate parlance, focus tariffs. But even if you accept that across the board tariffs might get us there, can you explain a little bit to people why this is so problematic and how the heck should we be measuring whether or not this is a success if Donald Trump indeed does this?
Right. So I think these are just very big costs. So yes. For example, you know, when I did a rough calculation of what he Rage posted, it would cost a typical family $1,300 annually. And, you know, not just one time, but you're what, $1,300 as the years go on. So it's a very big cost. And again, if it can create good manufacturing jobs, okay, that's an interesting discussion worth having. But again, he's taxing stuff that we are not going to ever replace. And so it means buying fewer fresh strawberries. It means just paying more for gas in Wisconsin and not buying other stuff. And so, again, it just doesn't, that part does not make any sense. And then, again, those countries are going to retaliate and hurt, you know, U.S. producers. And I think, you know, a big thing is that, hey, you know, maybe we'll export, you know, fewer, less food outside the U.S. and that'll make the cost of food in the U.S. cheaper. Look, I think corn is great.
But I don't think eat corn every day.
Right, exactly. Sorghum, you know.
I've never had sorghum directly.
Right. Exactly. Right. And versus all these things we get from Mexico, which, you know, like strawberry, you know, like all of the avocados, all these fresh fruits, right? It's kind of funny that RFK is talking about making America healthy again. Well, it turns out that all of our imported food is actually
fruit and veg. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got just about a little over a minute left, yeah. Brendan.
Yeah.
Tell people, one, again, why does this matter to Wisconsinites? And two, yeah. How should people think about whether or not this is going to be successful? What's the metric?
Yeah, so I think actually a big part of it, which we haven't even gotten into, but I think is really worth honing in on, is that Donald Trump is planning to use these tariffs to raise money and then cut taxes tilted toward wealthy people to them. So people are going to, you know, these companies are going to import this stuff, pay more, raise prices, and he's going to use that money, turn around, and give it to very wealthy people. So I think that is the whole part of this, is this is like essentially like if, you know, Governor Evers had the terrible idea of raising the Wisconsin sales tax and then using that to cut taxes for wealthy Wisconsinites, that would be a very bad idea, and you would be up in arms about it, and your listeners would be up in arms and about it. And that's kind of what Donald Trump's proposing doing here with these tariffs. So manufacturing, but really tax cuts for the wealthy is kind of what this is all about.
I thank you so much for that. I'll just say this. One, the stuff that you buy frequently is going to cost more, gas and food. So the next time you see your gas prices go up after January 20th, Donald Trump did that. When your egg prices, when your McMuffin is still really expensive, Donald Trump did that by any estimation. And the second thing is he's going to use that money to give billionaires like Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, and Elon Musk even bigger tax cuts. This is a shifting of the funding of federal government from taxes on the wealthiest to sales taxes on all of us. Thank you so much to Brendan Duke, Senior Economic Policy Advisor at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. I'm sure you'll be back again because it's going to be a rocky 4 years. Thank you for helping to make us all smarter. Keep it locked, folks. We're going to talk about the Biden pardon when we come back after the top of the hour. News, weather, and sports are up next. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us for the pardon discussion, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. What do you think? Should he have pardoned his kid or not? We discuss next.